Hey, good morning, church. It's good to have Justin here with us today, his wife, Anelika. So I'm glad that you guys are here. Thanks for being here. You know, it's kind of crazy. This was kind of a week where we were going to have a few other people up here, I mean, there's just people gone this week. There are people sick. Somebody hurt their back. I mean, all sorts of things going on. But God just takes care of it, doesn't he? And as you guys can see, man, there are some people gone today. We got some people in our church that need your prayers because they're ill. You got some people at Disneyland today. You know, I'm not sure what's going on with that. But, you know, man, when they hear this, I guess I don't know. They'll know if I'll know if they're watching it if they say something. But, no, super grateful for people to step up and serve when people are out of town or ill. It's good to be with you guys today. We get to come here and make much of Jesus today. We get to open up the Word of God this morning. Last week, we began a four-week series walking through the Old Testament book of Jonah. Go ahead and grab your Bibles or your apps and open them up to Jonah chapter 2. If you need a Bible, we've got Bibles back there on that back table. They are our gift to you, so please, please take one and keep that. Jonah is one of the books of the Bible that a lot of people are familiar with. Right, they recognize the story of the man that disobeyed and ran from God. They know that he got on a boat, went in the opposite direction from where God told him to go. And then while on the boat, they're met with this big storm, right, where eventually he is tossed overboard into the sea where God rescues him. He has this big fish swallow him up for 3 days, 3 nights, and then he is spit back out on the shore. That's the part of the story that most of us are familiar with. And remember, we said last week that this story, this book, is not written as a parable. This is not written as allegory. This is a historical event, and we can know that to be true because in Matthew chapter 12, Jesus himself refers to Jonah and the fish as an actual historical event that actually happened. And it shouldn't be surprising to us, church, that God does something like this, right? That something like this happened because God does God-sized things all the time, doesn't he? Right? And we just read through Scripture. We look at our lives. We see that he does this all the time. Right? He is a God that does God-sized miracles. He spoke the world into creation out of nothing. He split the Red Sea. He made the lame to walk and the blind to see. And the biggest of them all, he came, became still fully God, fully man. And he came and he suffered and he died on the cross. But on the third day, Jesus rose again. Amen, church, right? Conquering death and hell and sin and made a way for you and me to be forgiven and to have a restored relationship with him, to have eternal life. And so when we think about it, a runaway prophet being swallowed up by a fish for 3 days really should not cause us to doubt what we read in Scripture. Are you with me, church? It's God doing God-sized things. But last week, we walked through all 16 verses of chapter 1. And we asked two questions based off of that text. The first question is this. When we look at the life of Jonah, we ask this question. What is our posture and our response toward God? What is our posture and our response towards God? And what is our posture and response towards others? Because what we saw in Jonah's life was up to this point, we knew that Jonah had been, as far as we know, Jonah had been faithful and obedient to God's call on his life. You look at 2 Kings chapter 14, we see that he had been faithful as a prophet. But when the Lord tells Jonah, hey, I need you to rise up and go to Nineveh, an evil city, Jonah says no to God. He rejects and he rebels and he tries to flee from God. And what we also saw was that